In 1887, plans to build another reformatory began to take shape. Warden Gao of today's Minnesota Correctional Facility, St. Cloud, recites some of the history from 125 years ago.
It's 125 years old. It was constructed out of the granite that was mined inside. There's two quarries inside the wall. It was built with inmate labor at a time when there were no hydraulic lifts or hoists. It was all block and tackle, block and tackle.
The prison was designed by state architect Clarence Johnston, who also designed several other state buildings, including the grandstand at Minnesota State Fairgrounds and Glensheen Historic Estate in Duluth, as Warden Gao says.
It's a piece of art almost in terms of the structure and how it looks. You know, and unfortunately over the years we've remodeled interiorly and we made changes in structure that really take away from that, but they were necessary for safety and security.
As prisons go, the one located along Highway 10 outside of the city of St. Cloud contained the usual cell blocks, kitchen, cafeteria, and administrative offices. Unique among jails was a granite wall that circled the reformatory buildings with a mile and a half of prisoner-quarried granite, as tall as a two-storied building at 22 feet and 4 feet wide at the base. The wall surrounding the St. Cloud prison is, according to Stearns County Historical Society, the longest granite wall in the world.
We're going to go into Unit B. This is the original cell house, 1887. If you looked at a photo from 1910 or 1920 or 1930, this cell is going to look pretty much the same as it did then. Basic, the original locking device goes back to 1887. Nothing has changed here. The same keys that they used then, we still use now. Can't buy them on eBay. You can't buy them anywhere. If they break, we make them.
Locked behind the granite wall and steel bars are men who've made mistakes.
You know, I know people picture prisons as places where there's all these bad people. It's just not the case. There are a lot of people in here that could be your brother, your father, your cousin, your uncle. They're not necessarily bad people. They've made bad choices. Our job is to help them so that they can make good choices, so that they can get treatment if they need treatment, so that they can be successful.
For KFAI, this is Susan Budig. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.